This has not just been a contest between political parties, but also a struggle against voter apathy, especially among younger voters who feel particularly disengaged.
Your vote is your voice.
This campaign in the run-up to Sunday's poll was aimed at encouraging more young people to vote. Having ruled Japan almost continuously since World War II, the Liberal Democratic Party is seen by many as the only choice. That's in spite of an attempt in this election by the opposition parties to coordinate their campaigns to win over LDP seats.
I don't have confidence in the other parties. Only the Liberal Democratic Party is good enough.
So even though the LDP is winning big in recent elections, their support in the country is not necessarily high, historically speaking. Their victory is indeed led by the setback of the oppositions.
Seen as a test of newly elected Prime Minister Fumio Kishida, his government faces widespread dissatisfaction over its handling of the pandemic. He's got a relatively low approval rating, while many voters still seem undecided on him as a leader.
But at the same time, what is interesting is that the disapproval rate is also fairly low. So I guess it's an honest opinion. People just don't know who he is and what he's up to. And so they, I think, are reserving from making any firm decision on him just quite yet.
Kishida is hoping the promise of a stimulus package to revive the battered economy will win support.
We will distribute the fruits of the growth, which means that we will increase your income. I have been saying that we need to have this kind of economic policy.
The increase in COVID-19 cases during and after the controversial Summer Olympics added further economic pain for businesses like Mamoru Tanaka's, who sees no easy solution to Japan's struggling economy.
Working from home has become more common, and it affects us because salarymen who used to go to work five times a week are not coming back yet.
This election will likely cement Kishida's position as Japan's prime minister, or could mean he eventually joins a long list of short-lived predecessors. Rob McBride, Al Jazeera.
Okay, let's bring in Sejiro Takeshita, who is a professor of management at the University of Shizuoka. Thanks for joining us. Professor, why has the Prime Minister's long-ruling Conservative Party been battered so much in these polls?
Well, it's not as bad as you say, I think. I mean, the fact is that they still are most likely to win the majority, possibly alone, but definitely with the coalition party with the new Komeito. And you're right, there has been a lot of frustration amongst the Japanese public about the handling of the COVID-19, but that was the previous prime minister. And what he's really lucky about, Mr. Kishida, is the fact that, Corona spread in Japan is simmering down very quickly. Only 22 reported in Tokyo. So, you know, the actual frustration is actually simmering down, which had been the biggest issue. Now, if we did this, you know, election a few months before, things would have been totally different and quite dire for, I think, LDP.
So we did mention some of those key election issues. What else do you see as some of the fundamental things voters were looking out for?
Well, very unfortunately, as you just reported, we don't have a lot of choice. One of the biggest tragedy in Japan, I feel, is that we don't have competition in politics. I mean, that really basically exacerbates quite a lot of status quo type of, you know, policymaking. The DPJ took over in 2009 for 3 years in Japan, and Japanese people have had it. They can see that they have no implementation power, and therefore, you know, many Japanese feel quite helpless about the fact that there's only one choice. You look at the policy that's announced by, for example, by the opposition, it's all more or less the same, and there's no eye-opener, there's no convincing argument that's been displayed. And this, I think, is one of the biggest reasons why, you know, the turnout ratio still remains in the 30 percentile, even though it was the second largest turnout in the recent years.
Professor, there was a low voter turnout. Why was that the case?
Well, it was actually second highest in recent years, but, you know, still it remains low, partly because of the reason why I just gave you. People think that, you know, LDP will win, and they don't have other choice. So many people don't turn out in the first place. And also, there is no big differentiation between the policies that's been announced. And for that reason, there is no real eye-opener for the voters to really dig in or basically, you know, support any parties for that reason. And again, I repeat the point that this is a very serious tragedy because the opposition cannot come up with very good, you know, opposing plans or improvement plans. And they're basically repeating and only criticizing the current government without any, you know, replacement plans.
Professor, thank you for clarifying some of those issues for us. Professor Sajiro Takishita, a professor of management at the University of Shizuoka. Thank you.
Thank you.